Ja, wir hören sicher, aber was Neues. Upcoming Seven, Sebastian, sein Kress. So, Kress kommt in der Mokke, um den Chai Vitra Light. Mokke mal wacker, it's a bit of a book among that training. And I'll try to make it practical what comes out. First, comes out there are two main stages in the Chiv about wacker. The Chiv on the Gavro, and the Chiv on the Bias. That means, for example, the Mokori seed is a Chiv upon the Gavro, as you've seen there are more than 10,000 already, let's say a person that has the candles lit. It's there from before 4 o'clock. So therefore, you have to extinguish the candle and relight it. The Gam the Mokma has it. You see the Gam that has to light the candle. The second Makori is of Zayin. Having examined that when someone else is lighting and you're in that place, you have to be Mishtatav Bepruto, be a Chiv upon the person. So it's very clear that we see that even though the candles are there, whether someone else is lighting or you have before 4 o'clock, you have to go light it. However, we'll see in Sevav, the law can be kind with your wife, or somehow Shulchan is Mishmur and Tzav brings down, the Chiyah upon the Gavro. The second, even if you be kind in the Chiyah of the Gavro, again with, let's say, the case of your wife, or somehow Shulchan, there's also a Chiyah upon the Bias. In the core of that, the Bechaber in Sevav says, that you have a Chidim Yuchav, a Gam Yuayim will clean with your wife, but since the idea of Shloi Koshel, you have an idea that a person has to go light. That means, let's say, you're in a different city from your wife, and she lived in a kind with her. Over here, right now, you have to go light. That's why you kosher. That means it comes out, that means how the gavro, somewhere, someplace, you have to be yoytzeh to the mitzvah. And even the Archer Shabbos said, even if you don't have a bias, even in the Sado, there's no house at all, you might have a chiv to go light. Ner issue, basically. For oid, even if you have the ner ish, also, the situation where you become the mitzvah, you have an idea of basically chiv of the bais and chiv of the gavro. Generally, geir to us, usually practically, is not the second chiv of basically. We have electricity or we have light coming from the outside, we have windows, or we have hallway light goes inside our, let's say, chedim yuchad. So practically, usually, we do not usually make a bracha on the idea of chiv of the bais. From the gavro, we have to always take care of it and the intent of our wife. Or basically, or through ourselves. Okay, so come up, we have Yisrael over here. Two chiyuvim, the chiyuv on the gavro, chiyuv on the bias. Sivov is the idea of bachur. Now, the Mishmur is very clear, the Belach speaks out, bachur do not mean people who are not married. Even though the Siva says that, he says, look at the Siva, it's ruchu for the Yisrael, and the bias means people who are married, except their wife is not around. The Yivah Kamlum Belach, that even though according to Mechabi, you became already the mitzvah when you wife to the different city. Still, the reason why I said, Bob, you have to go make a bracha and light, one time, the sugya of Shloi Kashel, here in the bias over here. Now, the question is, what defines a Chedim Yuchod? Now, the first time, if we go away for Shabbos, and they put us in someone's house, the husband and the wife, and they put us in the room, very nice, put us off over there. Is that our Chedim Yuchod? I mean, the question is, if they put us in the room and no one's ever allowed in, it's only our room, especially if we're cleaning the room. That's our room. But most places we're going to a guest, and they'll give us a space. But let's say we're in shul, or the wife leaves, they'll get something out of the closet, they get something, it's the kids' clothing, it's the children's room, someone's room over there, and they get things. So it's miyuchad when it's for you, when you're not there, or you're not going to be bothered, you already are going to be bothered, not to the door to get things out of it. The question is not to find when people use it, the man is there, is that the miyuchad or not? So come on, or Olatzir, and he wants to title that the fact that people will go in and get clothing, that's not you. Or Shabbos on title is Manazah, even if they put you in a guest in the house, Mice is not you. Asad Hashem, the Shikha, last question, Boy says, the Kofilotas and Mishma Shabbos, they want title for Karen. The fact that they gave it to you, even just for that night, it's you, Nichol get a Chedim Yuchad. So come out numerous times, do we have a Chedim Yuchad or not? Practically, it really depends on this question, how do you look at a room that they give to you when they come to get something? Practically not much of an afkamino. Again, because what do we have? We have light coming from the hallway, light from the window. We're going to have the bayel shalei kosher. But let's say they gave you a dark room. There is no window. Sometimes in America, they give you a basement and there's no light coming from anywhere. I kind of come to get things in the basement. And if you'll have a chid to make the brach, we instead of chid with the basement. Building upon this idea of a chidim yuchad, let's say sometimes you give the children their room and they're very machmed, you can't go into their room. They have a sign on the door, no trespassing. They have on the door phones and skulls. No one over there. And you can go in, they take the key and they lock it, and no one's allowed in. And now the parents let them not come inside. So the children have a key right now, have a chedim yuchad. Is there also the free category? So there is a chelik levi who wants to tie up. There's no one coming into their room. This far as the Debatina is a shuvah bad, Nasha Klein, Nchazoshi, Chavadas, Kavatalot, feel safer. You see, it's not just our houses. See, all these different people have these far bad, or children have their own chedim yuchad. In essence, it's our room that we're giving them leeway to make believe or to feel that they have a responsibility or a bias, or we let them have their space to be where they are. At the end of the day, it's my sister's our room. No one says it's not you. We never not look at the Gedev Chedim Yuchad. So, again, so the Gedev Chedim Yuchad, when that's from the husband and wife, when the kids are there, take the next step. Again, we're saying very clear in the office above is when you're with your wife, you eat you with your wife. But she goes to another city, to Bnei Brak. So, the halacha is that when you, again, so the wife's Yerushalayim, she lights, and you have Bnei Brak, the halacha is you have Mekayim with her halacha. When you have Bnei Brak, you have Yechid to make the brach over there. Now, this idea that you get to the wife, a lot of times you go away to Bnei Brak, and your wife decides, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to go to my son, who lives in different places, let's say Beitar. So my daughter lives in Beitar, and now she goes to Beitar and she lights over there. So she's not lighting in my house. I might yield to my wife. Again, make this involved, I'm yield to my wife and she lights in my house. When she goes to my son and my son-in-law in Beitar, and she lights there, do I still have a kind of chiyav gavro? And now, I just not only do I have a chiyav base, I also have a chiyav gavro. Come on, I finally point out, the reason why I'm yield to my wife, because not issue beisoy, only your own bias. If she, the Maisa, goes away, which is very common, the husband is not there, she goes away. So it's not clear among the Gdola Paiskim, or the Rishonim, but all the Paiskim is Manazeh, whether the Yashiv, or Scheinberg, or Kodashani, Chaim Zadar, or the Archa Shabbos, all come on to say, they still now have enough Achiv of Gavro. And with the Gavro Shavuot, you're not yet anymore with the light coming into the hallway, the light coming from the outside. You have to either Mishtapi Baputo, or it's Klom over here. You have enough Achiv. And once you see the idea over here to be yaitzi with your wife is dafka in the house, and none has to not yaitzi with the wife, let's say for a carrot, she goes away. And you're stuck at home, you're taking care of the kids. My wife is going away to America, the wife said, next week for 10 days. Two Shabbos, I'm going to be stuck with my kids. Well, it's close. Take care of them. Learn to deal with my children. Now, come along over here. We'll get to the gate to America, but let's say she goes to the case of Bnei Brak, and I light in the house. Is he said we have Ishtar Kigufa, and that's why I'm yaitzi with her, but not vice versa? And what's he put up on the house? We'll make it more common. When the wife gives birth in the hospital, she's there for Shabbos. In the same city, she's in Tzedek, you're in Hanof. She goes to Beit HaKlala, she's in Tel Tzion, you're in Hanof. You light at home. Does she have a chiyuv to light in the Beit HaKlala and the Beit Cholim? Well, no, just like the other way, you're yaitzi with her when she lights at home, she'll be yaitzi at you when you light at home. So again, it is the same Rebbe Chabai says you're not yaitzi with the husband. Maisis won't do not go this way. They point out the essential way in their Isha Beisai. You might say you wanted the same, you're part of the house over here. Divra Moshe, Alam Yashim, the Shemir Shabbat Kulchosai, Chodashani, Kitzchul Shabbos, or Shtubach, Nemetal, all say, goes both ways. I mean, even though the Shulchan Aruch discusses it above one way, that you're yaitzi with her, luck goes both ways. You're yaitzi with her, and she's yaitzi with you. Therefore, we'll get to the difference. No, even different is yes, they're Nebrak. You see, different time zones. There are three things. Same city, works. Different city, it works. That's a lot that's involved. Now the question, that's very clear when it's the same time zone. This is an interesting question. Let's say you plan to get divorced. You're not divorced yet. What is that? Is there issue basically still one bias or not? That will put to the side and focus among this farm. Hopefully it's not like here.
Same time zone is always good?
Yes. Same time zone is always good. Yes. At the end of the day, it's even you mekayim yechiv of the gavra with your wife. There's no chiluk. I mean, Sivov said, Mishmur, they went to the Yerid. Where's the Yerid? The Yerid was they went to different town, how far? No one's machalik. As one point out, no one says a difference where the place is in Sivov. Everyone discusses going to the Yerid, going to traveling, to go out and buy things. No one's machalik. No, as long as they're the same time zone, there's no difference. One is Yerid with the other. Now, again, there's always a Sivov of the Mokim, Chim of the Bais, and that usually means Manazel. We don't have this issue because we have light coming from the outside or from the hallway. Now, building upon this, now we're discussing Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, or even a case of England. Let's say that's all England, it's a 2-hour difference. Well, I know what's in the same time zone as us. Cairo. Okay. So anywhere. South Africa. Okay, whatever it is. That amount of works. Now the question, let's say they're different time zones. So let's make it simple, America and Eretz Yisrael. America and Israel, the 7-hour difference. So the question, are you to one with another? Now, you really clarify two ways. He is in Eretz Yisrael, or she is in Eretz Yisrael. And the Chora can clarify two ways. Well, let's say he is again is in Eretz Yisrael, and let's say she's landing in America, let's say it's his house in America. It's his house in America, you need to do an Eretz Yisrael story. When she lights, it's already 3 in the morning. So come along, he finished the meal, he's sleeping over here. So where is his avoka for the case of the Suda? Which I know, at the end of the day, he had at night. And his guy is my sad. So I share it. Let's say she is lighting in Eretz Yisrael, and he's lighting in America. So when she lights, it's before his clock. Everyone's clock, no matter what she is. But when she's lighting, right now she lights at 7:10. For him, it's 1:10 before every clock. How do you eat? We kind of missed earlier. So the Shigur Das question, how do you look upon it? I mean, saying the Gev Sugi of Shabbos, the Gev Sugi of Chanukah is also very common. And Chanukah has the same halacha, and the Eishah Beisar, even Struma Chiv with Beisar and Chanukah, in the case of the Gev to Shabbos. Big Mavucha, the sign of the Gev to Chanukah, the sign of the Gev to Shabbos, what halacha is. First take the case, clear both cases. First the case when he's in America, and she goes in and lights. So again, it's before his plaque. Come with the Dabatino, the Yashiv, the Piskei Chubas, the one Taino. At the end of the day, how can he be mechayim with her? There should be somebody. He has no mechayim yet. He's before his plaque over here. I said a sheni, come on, kentoyo, chudashani, or shtomach, and he wants a taino, and the taino went there for Shabbos. They want a taino, I think they're for Shabbos. I think they want a taino. At the end of the day, is it bais a shaykhtim? Yeah. What's the reason why not mechayim is before a plaque? Because it's not his man, it is his man. So we have a place that's nikud al-hoko, it's shaykhtim, ne'er shabbos, he's mechayim in the mitzvah. The great Shikla Das question, what to go do in the case which before his man, sending fakert. Let's say case over here, it's an Eretz Yisrael, where he is, but she's lying in America in his house. Again, usually it's not his house. So Vadi cannot be kind of miss when she lights in America. And when she goes to America, my wife's going to America next week for Shabbos, Vadi cannot be kind with her. She's lying in her parents' house. Her parents' house are not my house, that's for sure. They tell me straight out. So myself, I'm not yitzer with them. So Vadi, I have a chidro light. But let's say I have a house over there and she lights over there. Because I've been kind with her. So again, the same question. Oh, here's a little bit better. You can argue the point. Because Maisa, for me, it is already Shabbos. Debatino or Latino or Taino, Maisa is still to be Machmer. Kentorichu the Shalim Shalmazal, Maisa say to be Makel. The Shabbos has an interesting way of saying it. It depends, he says, if it's New York or LA. Everyone knows LA and New York are different. But as far as Shabbos is, that when in New York, it's still nighttime in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Kimikaid Aboko at nighttime in LA, it's 10-hour difference. So it's now morning in Eretz Yisrael. Since it's morning, not Mikhail Mitzvah anymore. So when she lights in LA, it's not possible with Mikhail Mitzvah at night in the morning. The Mitzvah is only at night over here. It depends where in America you are. But interesting shot over here. Both of my said, I should go to ask questions. The only seem to go, Matthias Yeskirov, who does not have any Muchel Gimhala, usually the Choshish. Usually the Choshish, both ways, this way and that way. You should tell the person not to get to the wife to go make a bracha. We are on Shabbos.
So you're not
like
getting anything out of the neighbor's
mechala.
What
should be it? Sifov is very clear that you're when you're in a different city. That's how mechaber and sifov. You want to argue the mechaber? That's your prerogatory. But as I say, usually the chosh luchumra both ways.
Make a bracha.
Make your you know you're not coming to your wife at all.
How can you not be
Makan? That's
impossible.
So even the question. No, but in my house, I'm eating over here. If the chag goes away to Sebasar, we'll get to get to Sebasar. Usually you put on electricity.
How can you make a bruchah if it's a sofer? Lighting on the stand, you have
a light. I have a chiv gavah when I'm not Makan my wife.
So they're asking the aluchah that.
I'm my chiv. I took away being good to my wife, and now I have a chiv gavra. I have a chiv gavra right now.
Is there a way not to?
Yes, I have a chiv gavra right now. Not like, not something anymore. I have a vada chiv gavra. A vada not yet to my wife. Chiv. Like, Neretz Chanukah, but yet to the Baal Ba'is, yeah. Well, now I like the second Neretz Chanukah. How can I make a bracha? Shem Shem Zed Zivin Simon. Why? I'm not being kind of best from there. Siv Zayin is be mamshik l'sugya of an oyrach that does not have a chiti miyuchot. However, everyone is eating in one place. Yeah, let's say you have 10 balabatim eating together, which is more common, let's say, Bachar, they go to Tras, or the case of Rosh Hashanah by Uma, right? You have a bunch of Bachar, basically leaving their wives, as I stated to Shulchan Aruch. They go to Uman and they're spending a room together. Basically, a Yerid and Uman is the same concept over here. People go to Tras, go to, again, with the Bachar Yeshiva, go to the north, they go to a room together. Or these are very people go to Uman. The question is, they're in one room, they have their own people, they're eating their own stuff over here. The question is, what to go do? It says in Mechab, in such a situation, the halach is that they have to go start to prove to one with another. I mean, even though they're Mekayim with their wife, but again, they have halach over here, they don't have a chedim yuchot, but since they're chiv on the mokum over here, each one of them start to prove to. Now, the Kamal from already from the Karachan, the Chavazir, 400 years ago, Berach, Kamal points out that the Minigal Ilv is not to start to prove to. You can might never see it, even Chanukah can might never see it. Rosh Shulchan also, he says, the meaning is not to, he says, Tamani. Maisa Moshe brought us to the bottom, the Eidim is not Mishnah to Pruto. It's a great question, why? The Karp tries to be asked the meaning. He points out that one reason we need to damn Mishnah to Pruto by the Sukkot Shabbos, only by Chanukah. The only one that needs to damn Shabbos is Rav Yoh, he's a Das Yochid. And therefore, afterwards, the Mechava Paskin that way, Maisa Karp ends up, once the Mechava goes that way, all the Paskin follow that way. So they tried to do a leaving course why the Eidim is not knowing to Mishnah to Pruto. But it sounds like, at the end of the day, if you know these halachas, and you have a chiddu mekayimit, it cannot that come by us, because we already have light come from somewhere else, the person should be mishtata rekruta. We'll get a case of how to apply it. Now, when you are mishtata rekruta, how to go do it, then there's a question, do you have to have a kidney in the mamish, or the halacha of amir is enough? Even my chanukah, the same halachas. Maestro Avosna, halacha brua, says, amir is itself is enough. I can, the balbok tell the person, I'm being machted to you, that's enough. And so Hashem, the Yashim, Benjamin Zilba says, it says, Mishtat Rukutu, you have to have a real kidney over here. She goes to ask a question. The main Navkamino over here is what the Mishmur said, they gave the Sugi of a Bracha. First, Mishtat Rukutu, that means, Be'etzam, he is not doing the Avlaka. His Avlaka is together with him. And therefore, does he have to be there for the Bracha? So speaking of the Mishnah Bureau, when Mishtat Rukutu, he has to come and listen. The person has to be yoytzi, have mind to be yoytzi, and he has to also have mind to be yoytzi with the bracha. But gam michavel loshim yirchasoi. Finish the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berpruto. That means it's not he's a shliach for you. For shich never have to have that mind. He is doing the mitzvah for me, and I have to be mind to be yoytzi the mitzvah over here. Not to hear the bracha. Now there is a question, is the bracha of myself makiv or not? Come on, the Mavos in one time, even the Baruch is Ma'akiv. You lost that Mishnah to Pruto, the Baruch is Ma'akiv over here. Maestro, the Rashi is not Ma'akiv. I mean, sometimes the girls come to the house and the seminary teacher tells them Mishnah to Pruto, they give the Pruto and they walk away. That seems to be those who know the Halacha. They don't know. Say, okay, they don't know the Halacha. Each one on their own. The Mishnah. The question is, the Mishnah, the seminary teacher left at one point, they have to be there for the Baruch. No matter how far they've missed it out, they even ma'akim and they even won't even give them by the Pruto. Maybe that's a chiv chosh mishpah, you have to give it back to them. Great question now. Because they thought the kind of mitzvah mishtat to Pruto, maybe you have to give it back. Yish lo. Now again, you have to realize this whole time you studied mishtat to Pruto is when you come to mekan the mitzvah when you have your own pita over here. When you come to mishpah and say, well, let's say you're studying chosh shukhalai, that means mishpah being down for the ma'arvam, being down for mashal. You said, losh efshah, but the place can go this way. When you're shemich al shulchan, you're not eating by yourself, then the law says you do not have to mishat to be pruto. You're toffle to the baseline. Just like when my. What?
What's the pruto? You have to pay for the candle for oil or
what? Even less than the pruto, where, yeah, paying for the candle oil, part of the mitzvah.
So that's
why some say to say the amiro. That's why some say the amiro. And I'll say, no, it's a kinyan. That's how we are chalais. I sound like more of a cheshmishmik question. I'm not clear with my focuses. So I said, this halacha again, Mishmur is very clear, that could be eating by yourself. That means you have a couple of people, again, you go to Uman, each one has their own pita, eating by themselves, or eating at the Uman table, each one has their own stuff to eat, they all sit together, and therefore the halacha is Mishnah to be pruto. That's a common case, when it does happen, when either Uman or Bachman go away to case in Tzvas. Again, the meaning is not Mishnah to be pruto, that's very clear.
Doesn't mean eating themselves?
No, each one brought their own food. I mean, if you bring communal food, there could be a better one suit over here. But they usually each one has eating by themselves. I mean, that not eating you over there, you know, your saras. I mean, each one myself. Each one, by I think by Uman, people have their own peckles, and I don't trust your ashkachal. You trust mine. We all trust your ashkachal. We have a better. We have a mahajig ashkachal. To be clear, so therefore each one has a mahajig. I eat what I brought. You eat what you brought. I have no problem with that. And you see that in the Shemati Uman, each one has, if they don't go to the big tent over there, right, they don't want to pay for the tickets for the tent. So what do you go to? Each one has their own packful they bring for Shabbos. So over there, you have to Meshadah Barputo. Now, this is a locha, but let's say you're semi-chal shulchanoi. Again, come on the Paiskim. We should move exam from Ravam, Apin, Mashab, Losh, and Efshir. The Paiskim go this way. Then we have part of the house, just like the site is on part of my wife, what she likes. But take even more, my children are tuffle to the parents, and therefore they have no chiv to go hear the bracha. They don't see children standing by the bracha to listen to it. They're being yaitu ne ishku beisai. You also, that someone's semi-chal shulchanoi, they're being yaitu ne ishku beisai. Not inside the gate of shutras over here. And the other look is the yitzah with the nebeis over here. So come that, that we have a yitzah over here of if they ask you have mishtatif. Mashaykh, when you are tough or someone who's a chana, you do not have mishtatif. Again, just to be clear.
Oh,
to get there, what it means. Great question. What is the definition of someone who's a chana? But we have the yitzah boy first. And just to be clear, where they get the yitzah of bracha, first I point out, the only time a place can get to the idea of bracha, you have to go listen to, it's only in the case of mishtatif. Well, before she obeyed Tam and Shuvah and Sefer Yosh, they point out that seeing that obeyed Tam himself would light sometimes without a bracha. And he said he did not know that women made a bracha, he never heard them make the bracha, because they have balachash. So they pointed obeyed Tam that he did not know they made a bracha, they said balachash. You see that the they basically did not have to go hear it. Chlor obeyed Tam that says, when he being part of them, they basically did not have to go hear it. The entire Shabbos being down, all the Shabbos being down, one of the main chalukah practically between Mishtat and Berkuto. And your son, Hashem HaShem Chonai, again, the gate to us is usually not enough to mean the gate to Mishal, Mishal Beisai, because we have the outside. Have to mean to us is you have to listen to the bracha not. I mean, and if Makkab, they have a good question, being once you send Mishal Shukhonai, then the place can speak out, you don't have to go listen to the bracha. The kids don't stand there. Now, they get to marry children that come for Shabbos, they stay there. Again, pashtas should be nichol get a Hashem HaShem Chonai. The meaning why they get to make a bracha, the women seem to have their special hope why that's so. but make a din, they do not have to mishat or pruto, the smallest speak out. Okay, I want to get the different cases of what defines it. First, Semichol Shechonoi, start with one case, Bnei Yeshiva Bachram. Abrachim, Semich, and Rosh Yeshiva. What is the Yeshiva Betzim? Who owns it? Who controls it? Is it one big happy family? And simply, Machlokes Rosh Yeshiva versus Abrachim. How exactly do you look at a yeshiva? Is there 100 balabatim? Was it one balabos? And everyone else is tough to it? And again, it could be depends on yeshiva. I'm asking. I mean, people tell me, but the Chavetz Chaim, Berlin, or the Mir, depends on what Echlami. Could be, but the question is the same general question. The balabatim give money, it goes to the yeshiva, he owns a purse. Is he just a shliach for the bachrim? The bachrim think 100% is a shliach for them. They run the kitchen, there's no sigzel over here, it's ours. And other things, otherwise, you know, the Mashiach says, I spoke to Mashiach Baran Chodosh, he told me, it's all mine, the whole Yeshiva is mine over here. He said, I ask him why people lie over here, lie over there, it's one big happy family, Yeshiva is here, why think otherwise, each one's own. Then he got involved, it's still the steer where they go like. He said, yeah, him has back to the room, well, not back to the room too, fine, each one on their own. But it's a great question. The Chlolius, who the Meister runs the Yeshiva? Same thing to get to seminary, no difference. Seminary goes come for a year, then they're Plimia. They're in a dormitory over here. The same question, also, Kach Shemati, the girls also argue the same point. Who exactly wants, they're paying us a lot of money. See, the yeshiva can say, not really getting your work, but the yeshiva, the seminaries, my father paid, and he also had to pay double because to get me in over here. I can do what I want. Trust me, I understand over here. He's my shliach. But that's a great question, how do you look upon things? Now, among the swam, again, it's Shigal Das question, how do you look upon it? Those who want to know, then the Urchim, the Shutfim. Then they, it's all one with Pat over here. And therefore, what's the Nechel Gedo Shutfim? And therefore, again, the Pita over here, the whole thing is one Pita. There's no everyone came by themselves. Not every girl came to the table and with all food over here. What happened? Each girl paid their money for the seminary. All the food's not together. It's communal pots, like kibbutz over here. Seminary kibbutz are no difference. And therefore, they come over, now they're eating over here, and they're Shutfim over here. They have one person lights, and therefore, you have to go here the Bracha. Mamish gets a shutfim. They would say all the tien and the demon zilber and all the yashiv and all the vavozner. The one time they get a shutfis. Why? At the end of the day, whose food are you eating? They're eating the food of the pot or the yeshiva over here, and nechle get is not theirs. Or they would nechle get a shutfis over here. Doch Shabbos wants to go this way. I said, Hashem, those one time. Listen, this is not whole over here. they liked their right to throw you out. They were supposed to go door here. They were talking to them. They were saying Shemir Shabbos, and Shalom Zalman, Nuchavah, or Karpah, Shtomach. Then the day, you're one big happy family, and the parent can throw the kid out, can throw the girl out, same thing over here, a little different over here. And therefore, again, the main nafkamin will be, they don't have to be there for the bracha. So we give them on the Shalom what to go do. Now, Mishtatif and Pruta, Pashas, either way, you don't have to, because again, they already were Mishtatif. The fact that they're in the yeshiva together over here already was the communal pad over here. But the nafkamin is the gate to Sigur Bracha. Loi be inu loi shemayu, the girl sat there to get Sigur Bracha. Agam, the swamps, seem to be a machalish or shakal, same thing to get yeshiva. I never see anyone standing there for the Bracha. There's always that one or two people that they call from Max who maybe know the Bracha, but hey, look upon it, perhaps you call them those names. They actually go there, go to hear the Bracha. No, I mean in a nice way. I'm saying the bad people call them these names. The mice, could be there, right? The Yeshlot. A second thing, again, the same close, how do you define it? Is it something dafka b'kriyas, that you're there for a while, or something that's arai? I mean, basically, they're very clear, they point out, in Chanukah, the Mishmur speaks out, Semichol Shechonoi cannot be a case of arai, has to be a case of kriyas. He says the words, according to him, run b'kriyas. Here, the Mishmur, none of the place can bring down the idea of being b'kriyas. Maybe one time, coming for Shabbos, that in of itself is enough. A lot of times, you go away for Shabbos, and they put us up somewhere, it's very nice, you know, I go to in-laws for Shabbos, I go to America with in-laws for Shabbos, I'm there with my wife, and I'm there the whole time Shabbos. But they want me or not, that's another point. But my son there for Shabbos. So the question is, am I now Semichol Shechonoi? I'm going to them. So usually my wife wants the light. But let's say I go to America, and I'm Yetzer with them, because I don't want myself to watch a 7-hour difference over here. Do I have a Chiv to go light? Is there a Chiv Gabba right now in the 7-hour difference? I go to my in-laws. Is there a Chiv over here? Or, even more so, my wife's going to America in 10 days, I plan to go for Shabbos to my kids for Shabbos. I'm not going to stay home with my kids. Yeah. I have six of them, seven of them at home. Six or seven, I'm not sure. And depends who's home for Shabbos, that's true. And I'm going to go to my son, who lives in Telsio, and I'm going there for Shabbos. Do I have a kid to go light? You see, my wife in America is not that simple. Do I have a kid to go light? Am I staying with my son for Shabbos? I'm going for Ira. He does not want me to be curious. I want six of our kids to be curious. In the case of Ira, what is that? Is that what's the love of the guarantee case of Arad? Also, it's a great Shikun last question. Mamash, Bimba Bukha among the Swam over here. There's a question. Amisha says at the end of the day, no being that lost the Kfiyas over here. At the end of the day, the Maisa, the Chiv by Chanukah, is dealing the Tiro more. Over here, the Chiv upon the Gavra. And once the Gavra is tough and trills the person over here in the house, but oh, you go after the Mok Machila, Ikka, eating a Shabbos and Mok Machila, I'm eating there. I'm eating there on Shabbos. They were coming with Amisha and Shalom Zalman and the Benjamin Zilber and the Arlesian, the Rosham, Grabloy, Shmei Shabbos, Shmuel, the white time of Lochit, I'm Tafel. I'm Yates with them. That means Bochum go away for Shabbos, they go to Nebach, they stay by personal time Shabbos, they're Tafel. That means Mana Bochum Yeshiva, Katai's Yates Yeshiva. Rock goes away to Nebach, he's not Yeshiva, he stays somewhere. You tell them. Now the question is, what does that mean? Let's say they're only there for Friday night, and not for Shabbos morning. If Shikshela from speak out, is that a lot of Bokim have their tears, so in yeshiva, the part of the yeshiva, the yeshiva there. But Friday night, you know, they like davening, let's say, in Stolen. They get invited out to, everyone knows you go to Stolen, one of the places where on the spot after the meal they invite you out. Or some people go to the coastal, they know at the coastal they go to Jeff Zidell or whoever, Heritage House, they get invited out. So where's their havoka? They're not eating yeshiva. They're not eating, the person who's inviting them already lit candles an hour beforehand. So, are you going to first by eating this Friday night? So come on, the Shmir Shabbos says Friday night also. You talk on Friday night. Come on, boy, the Chiv is the Friday night also. Comes to Lach says Friday night also. The Gabbanim is the one talking the point saying, no, you have to be the whole time Shabbos. So first of all, don't want Taino, even Friday night mice is enough. On the time Friday night, they want Taino, even if you come in later, but the person likes, the life for anyone, whoever's coming, the marshal, my kid will pop in, who lives in Shai Yoshin, I don't know, Yeshiva, I'll pop in Friday night for the meal. Where my wife, where's his avoka? He's not eating yeshiva, he's eating by me. Why? He's part and parcel of my pseudo here. He's a tuffle to me. Just like kids who pop into the parents Friday night. If you hold Friday night, definitely get up Semichol Shulchanai, my kids also. You're also people who they want time to hold, eat somewhere. I come, they didn't tell the person yet. They surprise the person. I've had people who surprise me Friday night. Where's that avoka over here? So if you hold Friday night, my son enough like a Moshe, they have avoka, the Semichol Shulchanai. They're eating for my food over here. At the end of the day, it's the Mokman Achila. then they have tough love here, then they can tell them no, I hope. But the mice, they're the chelik mirror. That's how they're shining. The other one tiny to get a kriyas. There's already a Torah Shabbos 300 years ago, tiny to get a kriyas. So the Ash goes this way. So the Shani, of Shtomach, and Asher Klein, and the Lusevich, and Yaakov, they say, just have a Chanukah, and Shabbos speaks out, they get a kriyas. You send me Chol Shechonai. Otherwise, you stand with me, guest. You send me Chol Shechonai. You're truly eating my feet over here. But you're a guest over here. Are you really part and parcel? That means, for example, you walk in Friday night just for a meal. I have a right to go tell you, Kol Mash Omar Balabai Sesei Chutz Mitzei. You have to go listen now? I tell you, go to this sponge. You have to go to this sponge over here. Are you really part of the house over here? Are you really Simon over here? The guy, well, you tell him to go to the table. If he's nice, maybe, yeah. He doesn't actually have to go listen. He's not really part of the household. You're part of the household. You know, you have a right to go tell you what to go do over here. I don't. You know what? I didn't get a kriyas. Now, what is the get a kriyas? Interesting. The Ashram, once they've been brought down, it's 30 days. It'd be there for 30 days. Rabbi Israel said he himself, that after the redemption of the Ash passed away, he moved into Israel for 2 weeks, and those 2 weeks, Nechel get a kriyas, and he lit over there. With not Mishnah of Pruto, and he lit with making a bracha. So it comes out that even though they've been in the Ash for 30 days, his own son in the Ash's house lasted 2 weeks. Fine. 30 days or 2 weeks has been get a kriyas. Again, this question, the last question, as far as I see, the Amoyim Am seems to go, Shabbos, even Friday night, seems to go at least. Especially since usually when they get the Americans, once you already have some component, or comes a lot of Shmuel and the Moshe seem to say the Shabbos mice is enough. It seems to me that's a hoga. But serious idea is the idea of Mishtat and Pruta came out never see anyway. Again, Makar Chaim really points out that's not the Minig. Moshe, that's not the Minig anyway. We're not Mishtat and Pruta anyway. Sivchas. Sugar to Sevasar. Beshe's being done, Machlekes among the Rishonim, Mariel, and others. Get above. Can you make a bracha? When already there is candles lit there, and the person wants to light second candles. The seven star, Mechaba has a Yesh Oimim, Yesh Begamgen. He ends up, Nochel Zor Asaf of Brachas. They point out, again, to the seven star, the Mechaba is asking, you should light, just don't make a bracha. I mean, some people say he says not to light, it's not exactly what he says. He says the Mechaba yes to go light, but not with as bracha, Machlokes, not to make a bracha. I said, Hashani, again, Mariel, he comes along and says that the seven stories of Maisad is shown by his tray. It's simply Sayo Lanos Ayoi. It's double, simple, more shown by his, as most of the Sayo, those are words of Mishmoah brings it down, Chol Zavos, and therefore you can't make a bracha. The Ramal Maisad brings down, Onu, a Noigim came, like the second Shito, that's the Gam game. That means our Minik says Ramal is the Maisad, you do make a bracha at the seven stories, brought down by the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Chai Odom, the Kishkalar. And the Aruch HaShulchan, we do make a bracha. Now, the gate to the Bnei Svar, there's a big mevucha, I had to go paskin. Those who are tiny cannot make a bracha. The Banishchai, the Oil Tzir, the Bi'omer, Asal Hashem, the Yofa, the Lev, the Kavachan, says you can't make a bracha. So you get the Bnei Svar, mevucha, what to go do, mitzah bracha, not to the gate to give a bracha. Mice in the gate to us, Bnei Ashkenaz, mice we all make a bracha at this service, or now there is a you say this farming now, that once in Machlekes, so let's say they're two Noshim. That means let's say the Dolo comes for Shabbos, and the Ish and the Mice in the house lighting candles. The Dolo also, the Minigs and the Mice go like candles. The lighting side by side is only kesef to service are. So, according to Mechabi, should not make the bracha. When the one of the Mice and the is to go make a bracha, says, you must farm, but the Mice is better not to. What you should do is the Dolo should listen to the mother in law make the bracha. Mice at the end of the day, it's Machlekes. Shoe will Mice say to make a bracha. The Kamal, the Debatzino, and the Zilber, and the Vosner, and the Shemesh Shabbat Chosai, the Chodashoni, and the Maisha, she should be Machmur and listen to someone else, the Maisha, make a bracha. The Chashabbos brings it down, he says it very good, you're right, but the Maisha is not Minig HaMukubal. Certainly not the way. The Maisha, he says, very nice, it's form, all say that. Maisha Minig HaMukubal, Puchazi, Maida Amad Abar, all Noshim will stand next to the Shvigar, or anybody next to their Shochet, or next to their friend over here, and they'll make the bracha. Again, it's a great question, why? They don't make the bracha, they feel they didn't do the mitzvah. They have the sensitivity, the kosher, the unique Shabbos, and maybe they think that's why the tefillah here, but that's kacha, don't know how women work, the colleagues. For whatever reason, the mice, they make the bracha over here. At the end of the day, it's a sefer sar. Could be. I mean, they get about maybe she should like first. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, is it, now, This is negated when a isha has a chiv of what she likes in the case of the sevasar. Let's say an ish is lying beside the secret to the sevasar. That means noshim, there's a mitzvah put upon them. So my son, noshim, the mitzvah, it's miyuchim to them, one of the shalosh mitzvahs, they'll make the bracha, says Rambo. When an ish is lying and there's a secret to the sevasar, he make a bracha. Come along, Nashi Kalanim Liashim, they want taino. We have no makar for that. We have no right to be machmer. We have no right to not be machmer. We have no right to make the bracha beer. I said, Hashem, speaking of the Orchid Shabbos, known on the page of Machalik. Passes the Sugar Mir and Simches, a two or three Balabatma Mir, two Balabatma. They want to go eat together, not Machalik Mir. And they will, the Svar Chitzoyna is not to Machalik men or women. Both of them might to make a bracha on the situation, whether it's an ish or the isha, but the case of the Tesevus are. Now, I can Tesevus are. We'll get back to it to apply to get to other cases. But in the case of lighting, where's the main place to go light? That means we have a place over here where people eat, and we have a place over here where people sleep. Now, when people, when they light, when they eat over here, the ikir chiv is why it's not the chiv upon, again, the machmas suda, the oedik Shabbos over here. That means, again, what you see Noshim do, you have one isha and they can light, and the oedik Shabbos also lights next to them. In the case of, let's say, first hotel, that means over there you're lighting the Mokhmah Achil. The question is, when they seem to go do in hotels, they put it outside the dining room itself, the doors are closed, are locked, they put it in the hallway over there, and they point out why in the world they're lighting outside of the hallway. Is there Shalom Bayis over there? Is Shalom Koshel? No. Is there Mokhmah Achil? Or any Shabbos or B'Shabbos? No, no to Ellis. So the question is, what exactly are the hotels lighting the case where it's not Sai, the Mokum of Achilo, not the Mokum of Sheino, not the idea over here of Shemi Koshel, what am I saying, are you getting out of it? And therefore they ask the question of Moshe, and Moshe says, Brach Vatol. The Minchas Osher says, and Liashiv, and the Shemir Shabbos, the words of Simcha Bonim, this practice is not according to the Halacha, the Pesachim Shuvis, Avadia, the Kabbalah, they point out, again, it's not Shalei Koshel, not the Sevs Or, not the Simcha Pesach or Sudo. What exactly are you doing? Now, the Kodesh Halachas of Shmuel, he wants to, he says, Hanachlam. It's very clear. He says, if you wash your hands over there, maybe there's a Chedek of the Sudo. He says over there, Maisa, if you see the Nerus from the Mokhma Sudo, you can see it in the hallway, it's not clear. But usually it's not the way you wash your hands, not with the case of here we see the Sudo. He ends off, maybe they shmooze there and the Nachlam. Now, I think everyone knows how Nachlam Yisrael can end of two ways. Nachlam Yisrael and Ein Nevi'im and Ein Nevi'im. But Nachlam Yisrael, when they don't end it off, it usually means, what is your Shogim Atim is eating? I think that's what Yimul means over here. He's trying to defend the Anhob of what can go do it over here. Of course, Nachlam Yisrael, Nachlam Yisrael, what is your Shogim Atim is eating? Nevertheless, also tries to say what exactly the gain over here. But Maisel, this is a great question. What exactly is happening? How can they go light over there? That means you want Taina, says Rav Neventhal, they'll sit there, they'll have enough of the areas. So Rav Shabbos says, to the Maisa, to sit there, to have enough, says it's not the Ikka eating recovered Shabbos, it's not Nichol again having enough. I can sit there and dabble over there, it's not doing a Benechusa, it's not Derech HaKovah. So Rav Shabbos, don't tell me they just put out cake. That means you point out, you put out cake and then what? They do a Lux there, then they eat the kidney, that's what Lux there is. So what are they doing? So it's for the other people who are not being gay, so what exactly are they gaining? They sit there a little bit. That's not the idea of the Ikad Lokas and Mishmos and Kron Aleph. It's not the Shabbos, Suda Shabbos, not the Suda over here. It's some place, it's not even that place. What's happening? The question is, if that's so, what are you going to do? I mean, again, Ikad from are very against what's happening in the hotels, lying in the hallway, that especially in case where the Suda cannot see it.
So, my son. How's it different from someone going away to Shams, they find your house? They use the
candle
a little bit for me,
so I'm doing that. Oh, well, that's their house. And we'll get to that.
What's the difference?
As what? As here Gavro, as here Mokka. Let's put it this way. Can you?
In their house, they get some manna by reading something next to them, candles, or they daven next to them, whatever. So if they do the same thing, okay, what's the difference?
It's one of their house. Can you line the street?
But they're in the hotel, that's where you're staying. That's their house
the,
for now.
That's not that. The hotel's house. But right, you want to go there and they want to have block it off, I'll tell you no. Now you have as close to your room as close to eat in the dining room. That's all you have as close for. You try to go in the hallway and they want to wash the floor, or they want to block it off for the next week or two. They can do whatever they want. You have zero skills. No, similar in when you're eating, right, for one thing. But no, even the whole way.
The candles are there, the person has the right to be there.
I'm giving them a shot. Again, you have a right to be in the street to Rishus Rab also. You have a right to be in Rishus Rab and light the streets in the street. The candles in the street. Therefore, you have an Yerushan light in the candles in the street.
We're not talking about the street.
It's the same idea. It's not your place. It's not Mok Makhilo, not Mok Mishaino. He's not staying there.
I don't understand your comparison. Well, okay. What's a street?
Okay, let me always go back to my default system. I always have a default system. I quote. So let's do that again. Ramosha says in Brachel Akhtola, this is Osho, Riashu, Shmir Shabbos, Nishma Shabbos, Kama Oibik Shabbos, Halik Shabbos, this can choose Chazan Amad El Chaburo. I always have a great default system. It's all in front of me, and I can just give it to you.
So Baruch Hashem,
it's like when I get caught, I don't actually know how to answer. It's like I'm validating you, but saying that you're wrong. So fine, so. I quote. The settles are in what?
The couches are there, and it's a courtroom.
No, no one's eating them there. It's very hard to light and eat. We don't do that.
The courtroom is the official tea room.
No, that's not. Again, the words of Archa Shabbos is, she says, do not say that. Again, his words are, Ainu Mashifim, Ainu Mekaba Shabbos, Amke Yerchel Ben Chusa Dar Kovat.
Even if she
ate
20 minutes ago,
no, that's not the Seder Shabbos.
There's
not Seder Shabbos.
What's he talking about? What's this case talking about? Is there
a simple going on? Hotel is right now discussing a hotel without a simple. A simple might be a job different. I hear you, Chalik, but I'm going to take a hotel.
Don't go to a hotel.
Okay. So now what are you going to do? So, next thing. So, Elamai, you say, let's go light the room. By us, every single hotel now knows people light the room, and once one hotel learned the hard way to line the room, not sakana, but money sakana wise, because this can happen. Therefore, they put up its iser to line the room. And therefore, it's also that they say, as Chosh Mishpot says, or Chosh Shabbos, it's our Sigur Gizela, and Mitzah Boba Avera, the Chori not yet to the Mitzah. Speaking of Chosh Shabbos, all this one, you cannot line the room.
So, should you lie without a bracha?
Well, okay, so let's, what's the aces? What to go do over here? Let's discuss it. So, one thing is, I've gone to a hotel. And when you sign in, there's always some orders over there. So you can either write the contract, I'm lighting the room. The guy looked at me like, okay, so you have the contract. He said, you can light the room. One guy told me he tried it. The guy's like, no, you can't. But the maestro, that's one way. Another eight says, the dining room is locked. You just go over to the waiter or the maitre d', you give him 100 shekels. The guy's tell me, you can light by the table. Now that means you can. There's no circle over there. The people all around, the waiter's over there. Guy tells you 50 shekels, once in a while that's be 100. The mice you can't like by where you eat over here. So when a guy goes to a hotel, it's not even close to the shlish. I'm accused. It's not even that far. So the mice said, so you can be carrying the mitzvah either in your room. You're fine. The mice said, again, you tell me he has no schos, the maitre d's or the waiters have a lot of schos, some leeways, the tips, the reason. You can pay them 50 shekels, get paid first, or you get the drinks first. But, you know, everyone knows, you know, have a nice bottle of whiskey, give it to the guy, and you can get everything. You can get milkies by Flesh Gamil. I know. I've seen it, I've done it. I have an uncle, Mashgiach, stopped the waiter, stopped it, he got fired because of it. So fine. So we in the hotel, everyone here knows. And my uncle got fired from a job stopping the milk and having inflation because someone got a tip for it. So he got fired. So there are ways of becoming the mitzvah. A real way, either when you sign in on the contract or you tell the guy, I know I go away. That's one way. Now, let's say someone reason. So there are two very simple ways. But let's say someone reason, the guy you're signing in says, no, you can't. You can't find the maitre d' or the way to let you in. You can find, but let's say you can't. So, can you go like chashmal? So, next Sunday we'll discuss the sugi race on the sugi of chashmal. This is very simple. Comes out. I'll quote 28 verse 26. I don't think I read all the names down. What to go to? The machlokes is 28 verse 26. They get the sugi of bracha. A lot of them will come out. That's when you are in the kind of the mitzvah. Just kids say a lot of the national Shabbos. The problem is the nusuk of bracha. Even a lot of people say Yotze on the Vader, the better thing is because the numerous place can be Yotze with a loka in your room. Then we'll get involved in this class over there. Wait to light in your room. Could you put the light in the bathroom? We'll get involved in this welcome bazillion. Maybe you are Yotze that way. Maybe have the you'll become a tea light electric to your room over here. But myself, the better it is, water go light in the hallway. Some women feel electricity, what to go do over here, so they want to light in the room, I don't know, in the room, they want to run down to light downstairs over there also, on the candles. Why don't they maybe leave us close over there, why do you go do that? By Yom Tzadah Hefzik Shibay, not that simple, I wouldn't advise it. Well, the Maisa comes after the next Eitzah, so again, the first thing is, either to light a room with the Shilas, second Eitzah is to go pay the Maitre D, third Eitzah is, Echam, Yisrael Chashmal. Now we'll get to which Chashmals are better, that means maybe a battery is much, much better, how to go do it. But there are, and maybe not to make a bracha, also I think not to make a bracha, but there are better ways of going to go do it. That's the third Eitzah. Now, I just know personally when I go with Pesach, so also that's one of the rules over there. I told you I'm not coming for Pesach. If you know, fine. You have a choice. So of course, I can light. Void Vanishing, they put for years, I've gone a bunch of years, in the beginning, years ago, they light in the hall, they put it in the hallway. So I wonder every single Rav in this Choshev place, is there any tzad you use lighting in the hallway? Every single Rav said they cannot figure out a tzad. This is a Pesach program with a lot of Choshev people there. It's yeshivish, very, very yeshivish. It's a girl's dormitory. That's how yeshivish is. And usually they ask you, do you want a communal bathroom or do you want a private bathroom? That's how yeshivish it is. Okay, now they don't have those rooms anymore. So that's it's yeshivish. So my kids is wonderful, terrific. So now this place, I mean, they're having in the hallway. And there's all this Choshev over there. So back 10 years ago, there's not one Rav, so finally I said, okay, let's get up. And I told the Rav together with me, and also the guy running the place, let's move it in. So we take the table, start moving it in, and the people running the kitchen say, we'll let you put it inside. And the guy says, but I own the place. He's like, I said, what? I own it inside. So we had to explain to him, no, this is his place. He has a fun. And since then, the past 10 years, a bunch of dining rooms, and every year, I bring in the table, and they try to stop me, and I'm like, I bring it in. So once in a while, it still gets out. But that always is in the dining room. Now, when it's in the dining room, a yaitza that itself is not that simple. Again, there's what to be sevach on. There's a bim levucha when you have to sevach or when it's not really to sevach on. Let's analyze it. You have 100 candles. You're on the end of the dining room. You can see where you eat. No one senses it, feels it, sees exactly that there's anything to sevach on. Even the idea of having it in the dining room, I mean, you pay the maitre d', put it on your table, that's on your table. It's near you, on the windowsill, it's near you. But on the end of the dining room, that you can see, other Orphan go see it. Or even you can see it, but there's 100 of them. Is that really nichol get into the Sevasar? Not that simple. Damashina has a shuba bat, the Mazilla is a shuba bat. The one time that's not nichol get into the Sevasar. Not. That's the Sevas, and there's stuff over there. There's going to be massive, like, Koshal Shabbai is simply Sayor.
Shut the lights, you'll see it. Shut the lights.
Even if you shut it, there's 100 candles. Again, there's a Bezer program, there's 1,000 candles. Is your one candle being the Sevasar? Is anything happening over here? Is any stuff over here? Is my Sevasar also even works? They see it. I'm not even seeing it. I see it on the other side of the dining room. Myself, the Elam Sevasar, yeah, Piskei Shu says, the Myself, we see.
You put on the lights in the house, like the lights.
No.
Is
there no Sevasar? Oh, yeah. Okay, also, great question. Great question. Atzal Hashani, I think the Minigar is not that way, right? Piskei Shuva says not that way. Minichazal says not that way. The one time at the end of the day, Sino Shir, there's a Mashiach Bala Teh Sevasar. Maybe it's enough. Fine, Echam is big Mavucho. But the said that is what to be Sevachan. Especially when you put on the electricity, we'll get to why numerous people do both, do electricity and the candles, and would make the brach on both. That's why the house was certainly Sevachan. Even the hotels, it's better than lying in the hallway. Lying in the hotels, you put it inside, you see it, Yishem Elis Moich. I mean, in the hallway, I don't know if there is Yeshem in this morich. At least it's what you're showing him. But I say in the dining room, Yeshem in this morich.
So should we shut the electric lights?
We'll get to that Hashem next and Sunday when we discuss Chashmal, we'll discuss starting the electric lights. And yes, you should do that.
In the hotel also.
Now, we're saying over here, this the Sevasar says the Mishmur for two things. His words are when there's Yeshua Shalom Bayis, it's simply Yisayu. Let's say the Sevas Or is only Shaloya Koshal. Not when the Shalom Bayis and simply Yisayu, but only in the case of Shalom Bayis, only Shaloya Koshal. What's the title? That means, let's say an Uruk comes to your house on Shabbos. The question is, where should you go light? To light next to your candles, Lamais over here, is the Sevas Or by the Mokum Achilo. Maybe you should light in the bedroom. Might you see it? I mean, why the candles next to you? How much of a Sevasar is? No one really senses it. We can argue the point. Is it a Sevasar or not? Electricity over here. But might you light in the bedroom? You certainly see it. So maybe the seventh hour of the bedroom is much better than the seventh hour next to where you go eat. The question really is it at the seventh hour, the sugar of Shloi Kashel? What's the shayla? Speak to the B'chaim now. Shloi Kashel, the site is not a chip. Once you have one candle there, once you have light coming in from the hallway, or coming from the outside, you really don't have Shloi Kashel. You don't have it anymore. So your one there is helping out on what? You know, the room is helping out nothing. You're not doing anything. Zero. Bishlam, when you eat, somehow this is simply a say over here. It's a mashu with a sefer. It's an inig over here. You do see it. There's an ambience over here. I mean, even by these simchas, they put a candle out on the table. Somehow there's an ambience over here. No, it's a nice thing over here. Whether it really affects it or not, but there's some tzur over there. I said in the bedroom, what shalai kashal gains nothing out of it. Therefore, kamum chaynon afterwards the v'yatzim, because osher, the mizilber, v'yashu, the one time, there's no gaining out of it. V'yashu does say, well, let's say there is a gaining out of it. So let's say, eight attachments, you have to miss out of the room to make the beds over here. You gain out of it, and chalami. But usually, we're not getting out of it. Don't gain of it, the mice will watch, make a brothel over there. Shmir Shabbos, or Shtumach, or Ploy, or Israel. They will be ikra place, one time, not like the chalkim, there is no aisafa, when a person lights in the bedroom, for care, it can be even worse than lighting the bedroom. The question is, what is the eighth, let's say, one line of the bedroom? Because you want Taino, not to step or lying next to each of the Baal Boss in the house. So one of the eighths they say, speaks out to the Liashim and the Shnobuch, is to make sure that there is a Bayah Shami Koshal in the bedroom. For example, some of the Liashim, some of the Tris. There is no light coming from the outside. So when you light the candle in the room right now, so now you do have an idea of lighting in the room of Shalai Koshal. Then the Kuli Amri can make the Bracha. Now, Shtumach sounds like that the loch is that cannot be any light for Shasa Bracha. Very hard to understand why. But Rashi says, anytime you come in the room, it's after the Suda, shut the tris, now you gain out of it, so now you can make a Bracha upon that. And therefore, the Zazwan Tain is better when you're in the house to go light in the bedroom than to light next to the candles of the Balabaster. Now, what are you going to do, Yeshu Yesh? You see most people light next to the Balabaster, but also if you will light in the bedroom. Then one time, the reason why it's better to light in the bedroom. Again, you have a milo, there's a vade brocho, mashenkin, being next to the isha of the Baal Bosu lit, the zero to seven star. You say, okay, there's an attribute of it, you gain out of it, yeshu yesh. Now, when a person lights, he's at home with Shabbos, he lights by the table, he goes away for the meal just for a night, he plans to come back. That means whether you're going to your neighbor next door, whether you're walking a half hour away, and then you plan to come back. The question is, where do you light? Is it makam lino or makam pito? Do you go after the place where a person over here is sleeping? Is sleeping at home? Pito, where you eat? We go sleeping or going after where you eat? Sugin erva, that's lots of, I think, pito, right? Makam pito. So do you go after where you eat over here? Or do you go after where you sleep? Also, a question among the swarm, the way of the Archa Shabbos, he brings down, he says, it's machlag, it's two sides over here. Then come along the chasnish, and the stipler of the Yashim, they want to tell them that the Maisha was that they want to tell them that at the end of the day you should go after we eat. Why? The Mishnah was the Kod Alam says, what's the Ikra Chivat Loko of Chayvim Mishnah Edik Shabbos? Then if you go away for Shabbos, you should light the Maisha where you eat. Light the Maisha where you eat. Not only that, the stipler was brought down when his daughter, who lived next door to him, would come and eat by him for Shabbos. Where she light? She would light in the stipler's house, even though she's mamish next door. I mean, not just the case of people saying to go away for half hour, they light when they eat a half hour later. But even when you mamash next door, you should light the mice when you eat. But the farm closes away, the stomach closes away. On the one, I'm still not doing that when you're next door. Asad HaShani, I think Roy disagree. The Roy one time, either mitzad, the Lashon of the Rambam is ner ish bebesai, the chiv of the ner of is in the bias, it's the ikel mokum. A gamble also achilah, but mice in the bias. Boy, they point out, when you yourself go away for Shabbos, and you eat it with your wife in the bais, this maisa is your bais. Boy, they want to tell you, your own house is not worse than the chedim yuchod. Chedim yuchod, the body can't light over there. And therefore, Moshe says, you should go light when a person, where he sleeps, Devet Sido, Mosham Zalman, Devet Yatsim, Galatian, Devet Zobel, Nasher Klein, Vosnish, Rear Shabbos, the Chavzador of Kupchis, of Israel, Nishpur Shabbos, Rubek, the Chayalevi, Ba'oid. Because again, it comes out that big mabuch, what you going to do, most from it seem to understand, especially when you go to the Shochein, they were not light by the Shochein. Oh, so the Urcha Shabbat, he says it over, he said, Avader, either one your Yitzhak. The question is, which one is better? Now, each one has its problem, because based upon electricity in the service, and Bayot. We get to Al Pismo, what is better. But the Maestro, that the idea is, it should go light, we eat, we go to sleep. Now they do point out, let's say you go to Shochet and you light at home. Again, the Moit Am does not light by the Shochet, not like this type of. I mean, don't tell me we pass like this type of because we've already gone away for half hour. I don't think anybody here when goes to Shochet light by the Shochet. So now we're lighting lights when we sleep. So where is that exactly a making of? For what reason? The light in the we're doing in our pseudo Shabbos and we eat in the dining room is not simply a shayo, it's not oinig, it's not shalai kosher. We have light over there, electricity over there. So how in the world are we? How in the world are we lighting in our dining room? They will come to this from. They point out you have to have enough the candles that you're lighting. You have to have enough. That means number one, they say even though let's say usually you light 2 hour candles, make sure you light 6 hour. That you go to the store. There's 2 hour candles, 4 hour candles, 6 hour candles. Practically, you should buy 6 hour candles. Like I'm gonna point every Shabbos have 6 hour candles. I'll come Shabbos. What? Or if you have oil, make sure the amount of oil you're putting inside goes until the amount of time you know for sure you'll come back. You have enough of the candles. Now, once you're saying you have to have enough, the question is how much enough you have to go have. How much enough? Now, if you tell me by the hotel, then no, that's not really your place over here. Now, Biyashu wants to say you really have to have a real enough. Once you tell me you have to have mamsha enough, the pseudo, and coming in eating cake and coffee, and rice is not enough. Things that that's yachid, you want to say deserve not enough. Most from the being down for ready, Mechaznish, or Moshe, or Betzina, or Lasha Klein, or Betzin, or Chavis Adar, Shmir Shabbos, Mechaim. Having any enough over there, sitting down and schmoozing with your wife in front of the candles, and you're having enjoying the ambience, or sitting there, you're having your coffee and tea over there, or you're having your cake over there, or any cake the dinner you have without your wife over there, each one onto itself. Mice, since you're having it by the candles, the mice, you have some type of enough from the candles, the mice, you're carrying the mitzvah, that seems to be what the oil does. And very clear, the ilum seems to go when you go to the shochet, to light the candles, but you have to be very careful. Come back and have enough. That could be the reason why the ilum doesn't. They also do gain out of it. That means some upon electricity for that. That means we do gain out of it, shalai kosher. At the end of the day, we'll see that whether you do make a bracha on electricity or not, a lot of places will say you become the mitzvah with electricity. And therefore you come back, and hopefully electricity is on. Not like I think 2 Shabbos ago. But hopefully the electricity is on. So you tell me, I gained it over there. Well, amazing. But they totally try to be machmir, come back and sit by the table and have enough of the candles when they come back. Eat something, learn something, do something over there. Now, when a person is semichal shulchanoi, that means a person already is mekayim his mitzvah with somebody else, and he's mekayim his semichal, that means it's tough to them. Can you make a bracha to sevasar? I mean, they point out the whole kibbutz simchas of making the bracha over here is a situation where two balabatim got together. They're eating in a place that's here. They're going to Uman over here. And one light first, and one light second. Kim one and said you can make a bracha to sevasar. What we are doing numerous times is really get involved with the argument. What exactly when people come for Shabbos is that a sugya of some chosh chodayna? We said it before. Machlokes among the svarim. Some come for Shabbos. You have earth for Shabbos. Is that some chosh chodayna? On the side, the seven chosh chodayna. You do not need to get a previous case of aray. Can you make? Can they have a right to make a bracha to sevasar with the seven chosh chodayna? I mean, is it a clear right to shulchan aruch that we can make a bracha? Come on, Chaim, no, and he wants to tie in the whole time look at Dafka when it's the Chiv and the Gavro. And you have no right to make a bracha to Sevazar. No right. I have no Chiv. I'm going to them. What time is bracha about all? Maisel, my name, Noshim Kam. And they seem to, Maisel, yes, make a bracha, either because they take themselves out of the being going to the Balabaster. Come on, Mukhazit, Abne Yashbo, or Chashabash, Chin, and Mingle Mukubal. And even the Tila David and the Shabbos, who said the minig to make it, the Kabbalah states are why that's so. Maisa, what Noshma are doing are not really the Mechab and Simchas. They're taking, they're extending the Mechab and Simchas, the Ramon Simchas. The Ramon Simchas is saying by the seventh or by Balabatim and the Shiv Gavro, you make a bracha. After Cheshman Shema, you say not to make a bracha. At the end of the day, it's Machal so most often, you're kind with people over here. You're tough over here. At the end of the day, somehow, the women came along and says they want to make the bracha there. They extend the law with what they'll do, and they take themselves out of the partial of engaging to the balabaster. They make their own law with their own bracha over here. But at the end of the day, what's the better thing to go do when a person goes away for Shabbos? So they make a bracha where they eat or where they sleep. Again, when usually when you go away for half hour, that's really when the tumult comes out. Again, I know that people will paskin when they go away for half hour and they take a walk over there. Now, with Akim on the secret tonight, not tonight, what they'd rather do is they'd rather not Kabbal Shabbos, walk over there and light over there. Again, I think either place you do is Yotza. What's the better thing to go do? So I know people will tell you, you light over there. Again, I think the color eye, not the way, is the fact you go to Yishachi, you don't light over there. I look for it, sir. We don't. Kashmir, now the throw, why that's so? Either way, any place you light, you have a problem. So the question is, which one is the less of the two evils over here? The reason why not to light for Mokma Achilo, because at the end of the day, the Maestro, when you go to your Shochan, to your friend, to have your parents half hour away, to light over there, the Maestro said, only to Sevazar. The Sevazar, the Maestro itself, is only to Machlokes. Shmir Shabbos said, not to light over there. Even on the side that's to Sevazar, and you want to make the bracha, Chodesh Ali says, better not make a bracha. You should hear from somebody else. Wait, there's my name of Miyucha that we have Chashmal over here. How the world can even, who said that even if they get to Sevazar? Wait, according to Chaim, no. The only dinner to Sevazar is only a case where you're Yechiv upon the Gavro. I know what's the title today, there was some Chodesh Ali. If it's Nechel Gavro, are you going to eat somewhere else? You only have a head to make a bracha over here. Even to go light somewhere else, it's not that simple. After Hashem to go light, we go eat, we sleep. Shmuel Kanaf says, where's the Ikechiva Malacha? He says, the Ikechiva Malacha is where you eat over here. Whereas Negeh is Mikir, Negeh is a case when a person makes it tonight. What to go do? To eat? Do you go light over there? Or light over here? And make it tonight. And go do Malacha, go drive somewhere else. That means you have two evils over here. Tonight, we'll say it's a view of my son not to go do. It's not correct. Only B'dievet. So in this category, when a person is going to go, wants to drive somewhere, get somewhere, you make it tonight, light over here, come back. So again, I think that it's better my son to light over here and to when you're sleeping and make a case of it tonight. Especially since the place you're going to is a case where you have chashmal over there. And therefore, to light where you are over here, where you're going to, is very sure to make a bracha over there. We'll get to why the mice people light, but you have a double problem there. Now, when you light over there, back here, there's no tesefes or you can argue with no shalom bias over there. First, how can you make a bracha? Now, it could really be the reason why to light over there, again, it was really depends upon the difference. So, again, they went up somehow, they do not want to light over here, they do not want to make it tonight, they want to light over there. The real reason why that's so really depends how you answer why you make your bracha when there's chashmal. There are going to be 8 different reasons why that's so. And to answer that, we'll really answer that question, what's better to go do, to go after we eat to where you sleep. That means really we're left with one question. I'm not answering it. I mean, if you go to Shochein, the Moinam and Mice lights by themselves where they sleep. We go a half hour away, the question, what one's that at tonight? Which you should not go do. Well, light over there, that's a great question. It really depends on the circuit a little week from now. Maisa or Chashava says either one you do with Maisa. You answer the question which one is better. Sif Yud. Tell the Chabad discusses when a person does Malacha after Hadlokas Neris. He don't do that or not. That means Machlokas Malacha Shainim. The Baha'i says a person once the Mekabas do his Hadlokas, a person cannot go do Malacha. What's the Mekar of the Baha'i discussing the gate to Neris Chanukah and Neris Shabbos? What are you going to do? He said a person should not light first Neris Shabbos and then Neris Chanukah. If you want to do Neris Shabbos, you ready? You Kabbal Shabbos. Do that. There is Chanukah. Therefore, Pukhas Yimai Nam Bar. Everyone here knows. And Chanukah, what do you go do? We do Chanukah first, and then Shabbos second. That's all that we do over here. Atzad Hasheni, look among Roi Vishayim, the Rabban, the Rajbo, the Rosh, the Ritz, the Meiri, the Kabbalah, and say, no. When you see that Loka is Nichol together of Kabbalah, a Loka is a Chanukah for the Kabbalah Shabbos. It's for the only that happens on Shabbos. The Mai said, once you do a Loki and the Bracha, you still do Malacha. Malacha is among the Rishayim. Malacha, what you going to do? The Maestro Amor, he said, the meaning of our Noshim is very clear that we're Mekabel Shabbos without Malacha. That's what our Noshim do. But the Ashkenaz brought down by the Sibis, by the Graz, the Mishnah Berurah. You get into the Machaber, it's very interesting. It's not that clear. He has like these 4 different Yeshayimims over here. What's he passing? I mean, the way it starts off is Yesh Oimim, Yesh Oimim. Usually the Kalam, the Machabi, you have 2 Yesh Oimims. The Locha is the second Yesh Oimim. That means you have a Stav Yesh Oimim, Locha is Stav. You have a Yesh Oimim, Yesh Oimim. Usually the Locha is Kibasra. Over here, the first Yesh Oimim is the Baha'i. The second one is, you're not Makabal. It sounds like you're not Makabal. V'oi speaks out the Abiyahimir. The first one he says a Bahag, that's Yachad. The second one he says Yeshayimir. Therefore, the Abiyahimir wants to tell you that Ikka Allah called the Mechabiz, you're not Mechabal, Idea of Acha. Fine, so again, the Ashkan, the Svad, maybe not Mechabal. My son, the Ashkan, surely are Mechabal. Now the question is, what? May you Mechabal with Avacha?
The Noshim.
Now, Isha, let's say he was a Mekabal, and was a Mekabal, he was a Mincha, what are you going to do? So speaks out of the Mishabura, what are you going to do? You daven two Mayrevs. That means, what do you do? You come along, and by Mayrev, shall daven mitzad Shabbos, and the second Mayrev, shall daven mitzad Suga Mincha Mayrev. Thank you. And therefore, most of them seem to follow the Mishnah Berurah and say you should daven two Mayrevs over here. The Maaseh, look among the Svarim of the page, the Noshim do not seem to have that Anoga, the Mekabal Shabbos, and Dam Mincha. The Maaseh, if they ask you what you're going to do, I think you should follow the Mishnah Berurah. Usually they're not asking, so you leave them as is. The Maaseh among the Svarim seem to be a Shal, what you're going to do. Again, Mishnah is very clear, therefore you should daven two Mayrevs. The question is, let's say she never davened a Mayrev. What are you going to do over here? So the way the Shlom Zahab says, Echam, Nadam to Marev. Nadam Kabbalah Shabbos with Marev. Not Kabbalah Shabbos, and Nadam the second Marev. Mishab Min Chishboi. I'm saying in the case when she was Mekabal Shabbos with Adloko. I didn't get to what she has. I didn't get about what to do. I'm saying when she was Mekabal with Adloko, and then she realized she did not Dabba Mincha, the Loch is Dabba to Marev. She
said Dabba Mincha Bichal.
Shmuel Paskin, women have a chiyav and daven mincha. It's a Mishnah Berurah Paskin that way. That's not a shaila. Shmuel Paskin includes Rabban versus Rabban. Shmuel Paskin is women daven mincha. Kuchas? Shmuel Kuchas? Now, this is very clear. A couple of questions we have. Machlokes Bahag versus Shari Shayman is a Kabbalah idea of Oko. What about that's dafka by Isha? The words of Ramah is by an Isha. What about by an Ish? Is that that Oko? So, come on the Bach, we're talking about the Magarav, come on the Mishnah and says, Maisa, men do not have this minik. It's only minik to make Kavla Bloka. Men do not have this minik. However, it's toiv to make it tonight. And the Maisa, men do not have this minik. Now, we get to our Hanhogo. That means the Bahag is very clear. The Bahag is going like the Mechaber. What do the Svad usually do? They make the Bracha. They do the Bloka. And now, they have the wick in the hand. What do they do with the wick? Says the Mechaber, you cannot put it out. And in the Bracha, the Melech Locha, you Mechabel Shabbos. So you have to put it down. You can't put it out. You can't blow it out. You can't shake it. You can't do anything over here. The question is, what do they ask us? The Ramah, what do we do? We come along and we tell the Locha Tzefeya as Ovel HaSiyosam. There's maybe a Kabbalah over here. So we come along and we have a bite. What do? We do a Locha first. Then we do the Bracha. So we do a Locha. We'll light everything. We light 12 candles. You have the match in the hand. Can we put out the match? That means the Mechab is saying you cannot put out the match. Why? Because what he's saying, you do the bracha, then the avlocha. We do the other way, Tzefei. We do the avlocha, then the bracha. Then we have the match. We do after look, we have the match. We did not make the bracha yet. Can we put out the match? That means, what is the state of the Bahag? Is the Bahag saying the Kabbalah is Ayidai the avlocha? Or is it Kabbalah, Ayidei the Bracha? That means you're lighting 12 candles, and you're all that local. Now the Kabbalah, I have to put it down. Or the Kabbalah is Ayidei the Bracha, I didn't make the Bracha yet. I can blow it out. I can put out the match. Not blow it out, because if I don't blow it out, I'll send you the Sarkona. We shake it out. Do we shake it out? So, come along, the Aruch HaShulchan, he wants a title, the Iker, is the bracha. And then he writes Poshim, and therefore the minig is that way. The people have a right to put out the candle. The Moshuk, Shalom Azab, Nashikar, Nushimer, Mechaim, they want to come out, Allah can put out the candle, no problem. Atzad Hasheni, the Ben Ishchai says, put out the candle. You did that loka, that Kabbalah is Ayin and loka. Where's the bracha chilek of that loka here? And then with the Kabbalah, the Kintorim, is Oz, Mavosner, Shmir Shabbos, Kulchosa himself, wants to die the way the Shulchan Aruch. A Belsky, they want a person cannot put out the candle.
After you light more than one candle.
No, until you light them all. That's no, not Yitzhak, they're all part of the mitzvah. But there's no mitzvah about Loka in the Bracha. That's how we're doing that. Ibn Asyosim, we block it, we go three times, whatever. But that's mitzvah brush way, but the block you make a mitzvah. You read the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like that block is. Those are words of Shulchan Aruch. The block you make a mitzvah here. Because they love Dako, because the block will be always after the brocho. So that block. Now, the bunch of enough communities had to apply that. I mean, among the swarms, my colleagues are shakal. And the Arnoshim would not put it, would light candles. Oh, Shmir Shabbos, you take out the Shmir Shabbos Chosay, that's what Kumul Klai, so the Maisi would not put out the match. He says, what do you have to go do? You have to put it down over here. And that would be the point out. Let's say a person that she lit all 12 candles, and then before she makes a brach, she realized one of them went out. She lit the candle or not. Push enough Kamino. So the Swarm, she tossed her argument. Kamul Mishlam Zalman, Nishma Shabbos Shri Allah says you can't put, you light the candle. Come along the Chaim Noah, Demetzinim, Shri Shabbos says you can't light the candle. Shri Shabbos says, once you light 12 candles, you already have a Kabbalah. I can light the candle over there. I think a major Nafkabino is, I think most of us over here do put out the matches. I think most of us, the way the response to coming on over here, most of us light, we put out the match, and we make the bracha. Okay, and then? You put it down, you put it by yourself. No, you're shaking, you can put it out. You put it down and go out by itself. Now, I think a major enough community, this question, it's always discussed last time we get to Yontif. Yontif, we pointed out that most places can say on Yontif, Mishmur comes out, he says switch, and on Yontif, make a bracha, do that loco. Because nobody has yosim to get to Yontif because you had to do that loco. One of the reasons I think why we should not tell Noshim to switch, because you tell Eastern switch, how many of us know to tell her not to put out the candle, not to put out the match? That means most of us put out the match on the regular Shabbos. Why? Because do our bracha. There's no bracha yet. They'll put out, and then they'll make the bracha, no problem. Over here we have the mechaber that says, when you make the bracha first, and you do that local, you make kabbal Shabbos, the locals, you cannot put out the match. That means there are people who tell the wives, I'll stand there, and you want to go, tell them to switch the order, switch the order. And the first thing they do is the mechal Shabbos. That's the first thing they do. Because the guy does not know why they took on the bag over here. They put it out. I think it's a very stark reason why a gav most women say switching on to. If you're not never to put it out, I hear. If you put it out, your mama should run into this problem over here. They're putting out, you tell me it's welcome to Shaykh Lugufa. No skilo, mask him, only fast 40 days. Tell Alicia fast 40 days. That's what I mean, it's a big problem here. They come up with the now, I got just the care to putting it out. Again, the get to Sugil Sakono. Everyone knows, I think, Numa's falling down, that a person should not ever blow out a candle, ever. There is a lechem upon him who wants a taino that the ger to Shabbos candles, he says he can blow out the candle, while he's shemim mitzvah lo yidei davara. Lechem upon him is his man, I think, Mok Avom is Shrek? The time of Mok Avom. Burdam is a Chet Tzedek, Yisbam Yisol, Kavachayim, and others. Meister Shmir Shabbos, the Shmir's Gufa Nefer discusses what exactly is the mitzvah of putting out the candle, or mitzvah. See, one time it maybe means a mitzvah of what, when the you lit the candle before that local, and you're putting out the nearest Shabbos to prepare for. We get a look at the time of Dalud. There's a man that said that it does not do it for obvious reasons, but at least in those days, the Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to prepare the candle, light it, and then extinguish it to prepare it. So you want to know what it means over there to light it and extinguish it. And therefore, for our candles to go blow it with your mouth, you have a bayam to the Sukkot Sakono, and blowing out perfect candles and other cases that you should not blow with your mouth. What you're supposed to do, you're supposed to shake it with your hand. Or
it's not tonight,
what? Sorry?
That's the reason it's not tonight.
Oh, we'll get to Reis Hamadal. That's next Sunday. I think I'm way over time. Maiseh, Chanish himself said that too. I quote Chanish. But Maiseh, and there I see numerous from the Chizchayim, the Yeshua, the Ben Yohu, the Chizchayim said, Maiseh, put out your candle, don't do that. That means, no, should blow it out. You know, you shouldn't do that. You should only shake it out. Pardon the Hechel and Yonim over here. Now, so come over here, we have Isha, she lights candles, she's Mekabel Shabbos. The question now is, she's Mekabel Shabbos, and let's say she wants to go somewhere. She has a half hour walk, she'd rather be driven somewhere. So the question is, could she go in a car on Shabbos? What's the Shiloh? I can go in a car on Shabbos. Well, after she lights candles, it's let's say it's 40 minutes, you shlaim, could you go tell a Yid or go to go to Melacha? So by now, everyone over here in this room learned Sif Yud Zayin, that a Yid who has Mekabel Shabbos can go tell an only Yid go to Melacha. Go tell a guy go to Melacha. So I can go tell a Yid go drive a car. Go tell a guy to go drive a car. So therefore, what happens? She wants to go inside the car. So her husband will open the door, because the light will go on, if it's not Yeshiva Shikar. And then the husband will close the door, and will turn off, let's say, the seatbelt sign in the back, so she won't cause any beeping, or he'll put on the seatbelt for her before the car starts over here. And the ma'aseh, so what's Issen going inside the car? For Shabbos. For her Shabbos. Ma'abaya. I mean, she wants to be Jewish somewhere. What's the problem? Ma'aseh, Rav Shilu Rafol, he's one of the magias on the Rav Cook's forum. Kindness, she can do a talk and go in the car. What's the problem? The Shema Shabbos, go in the car. What is the Isser? This is Eliezer, he writes back to Rav Shilu Rafol, and then you have Nemetzel and Arfa Shabbos, and then they, the Iko, they come out. What is the Isser? Shabbos. It's a little Shabbos. Rebu Bechol, Kuvel Einayach. Even cause more gas, who's doing the gas? Who's doing the malacha? The guy pushing the gas pedal. So let them do malacha. They're doing the malacha, and again, yeah, they're pushing the ball. They did it. What's the problem? What are you doing? Now, some elevators depend upon your weight. That you add to it, take some chashmal, add to it. But here, they're pushing the gas. They're doing everything. I can tell them, go do malacha. Then I said, the one does not do it, and I just find out. I start. They go to crafty kabbalah shop. This is little shops. Going on a train. The boss is chil Shabbos. It's chil Shabbos over here. So my sister, so a person wants to go in a car after loco. What is the eitzah? Which now leads to the next year. The idea of making it tonight. It means what she can do. She can do a loco scenario, make it tonight, and then go in the car. So the question now is: should a person might have make it tonight? So, come out, you read the circuit, so if you're the really two points over here. Number one is, one machlokes among the Rishonim is, with Adloka, is their Kabbalah. The Bahag Vashar Rishonim. Maisa, Minigan, no Shim Lachol Pachas, the Amal says, we have a Kabbalah with Adloka. Number two, built upon the Bahag Sheet, is the Noch machlokes among the Rishonim, can a person make it tonight? Says the Mordechai, go to my means, why not make it tonight? Adloka is a Kabbalah, I'll make it tonight, that's a Kabbalah. Maisa, Makar in the Mitzvah, it is the Kabbalah Shabbos, it's for the suit over here. Atal Sheni, the Shvatz Kotun, the Kol Baisei, according to Bahak Shita, that Loka is the Kabbalah, at night does not help. So Machlok is in the Chumah of the Bahag. The Maisa Kamal Grama, and Ramah says, the person to make it tonight, the Maisa does help. That means he says, the person can't make it tonight. Why can't? It's number one, the Bahag itself, Shita's Machlokis, the Noshma Machman, and Noshma Namah. And number two, the Maisa at night does help. However, come along the Mokav Mishtaburo, they come along and say only Mokav Matzarech. Why Mokav Matzarech? The way the Mishtaburo sets it off, because in the end day it's Machlokes Rishonim. Meister the Kolboy, Teshpatzah Kotten disagrees. Why? Make it tight. According to the Kolboy, you just will ache the Mahak that we're chashish for. Why they point out, they send the Loch of Mokav and Sefei. We see it's only Mokav Matzarech. Because what do we do in Sefei the Ashkenaz? We come along and we want to get Evil Asiyasam. That's how we should make all brachas. Very simple eitzah. Why are we making over here first at loco? Then we go like this and this and cover our eyes. Let's do a make a loco with it tonight. Make a loco with it tonight. Now we can make a bracha and do our loco. And we can't decide Ivelasi also. Elamai, we need a tzaruch. If we not need a tzaruch, let's make it tonight over there. So it's very clear from the loco tzifrei and from the sugi where machlokes among the rishonim. We come along, we need to get a mokum tzaruch to make it tonight. The other Kamal Raman says you can make it tonight with Machshav, you don't need Dafka repair, first can bring down. You need a case there tonight. Now, what's we need a Gedder tonight? The question is, it says Mokh Matsarich. What is the Gedder Mokh Matsarich? What is the Gedder Mokh Matsarich? And there are writings from Mikan Lakan, what defines the Gedder Tsarich. That means, Mishibur Tsifkon Chav Alef on Sefer, when he brings down the Gedder Tsarich, discussing a case where there seemed to be the meaning of those days, they made a Chubah right before Shabbos, and then they had a Chasno on Shabbos. The words of the Mishnah is that the Noshim did not want to make Kabbalah Shabbos before the Chuppah. Pen, maybe to start, last 8 days of Dabar, also on Shabbos. Now, first of all, who are we discussing with? It does not sound like that the Kala or the mother Kala might need to do Melacha. It's not like everybody, all Noshim who went to the Chuppah, had a right that maybe they'll need to do something before Shabbos to make it tonight. So it sounds like any Isha in the city has a right not to make Kabbalah Shabbos. Because they might need to go do it tonight. Might need to do malacha. This sounds like the get up tzarech. I need tzarech over here. Aleph. void. Loshe Mishibura, when he says it over, you say Mishaset Chak. Tzarech Gadol. Mishibura is very clear when he wants to say these words. Mishaset Chak Tzarech Gadol. Here he says, Tzarech. So the simple understanding is, Mamakim, Tzarech. Tzarech, any Tzarech. Asad HaSheni, if it's Nechal Gedev any Tzarech, then Lochan Sefei. Why is not even less Yosef Nechal Gedev Tzarech? No, in the middle, we'll get there. Maybe it's Nechal Negedev Tzarech. It sounds like you need a real Tzarech. A real Tzarech. Mice is not good enough for it. Mice, at the end of the day, they point out the whole entire idea of the Bahag itself is a machlokes, and we don't pass like the Bahag. The Ikirai is men. Men are not Mekabel Shabbos as a Mishmur without Baka. The Bahag's idea is a Chumrah. Void second, they point out the Kolbay is a machlokes in the Bahag Shita. So the Chumrah upon the Chumrah. So we have a Chumrah upon a Chumrah. Then maybe it's not works in any case if it's Tzarech over here. So maybe it's Nechal Negedev Tzarech. Maybe Ayulas Yosef is not Nechal Negedev Tzarech. You do it all the way over here. It's a Maila Shemai. In a Maila, we won't do it. But any Tzarech of Maisa is good enough. But since you don't pass like the Mahakbe Iker, Maisa, like you say, at the time Maisa does work, should be Nechal Negedev Tzarech. So if you ask me, I think Negedev Tzarech is that way. Right, Mishmu is not Tzarech. Don't say Tzarech, God. It's not Tzarech. Now the question, what? Again, it sounds like a Milo. For this Milo, no. This Milo, no. But any other get of Tzarech, yeah. Now, once we have the get of Tzarech, it sounds like any Tzarech, what is the case of Tzarech? So one of the places can speak out, going to the Mikvah, and the Mishibur, that's the get of Tzarech. Mechitza, the get of Tzarech. Kvipa, the get of Tzarech. That's the point of Shiloh we are. The main tumult in the gate that people in this room is going to the Kaisov. You live in Najibur Chavet. It's a nice walk over here. You either light candles, you're coming back over here, you can eat over here, you're sleeping in your house, eating in your house. You have to walk back and forth. Can you light, then Mekab Mitznai, and go take a taxi? Take a taxi over here. Drive your own car, however you want to go. Can you light Mitznai at the flag? Is that Nechal Negedev Tzarech? So among the swarm is a big Shiloh. Those are tiny Tzarech. This is Eliezer, Chaim Knievsky, Rav Zafari, Rav Belsky, for the Shanis, one tiny Nechal Negedev Tzarech. Asad HaSheni, Chalik HaShokol, Shlomo Zalman, Diane Fisher, of Habasham, Shmir Shabbat Kukhosoi, of Nemsal, or Khashabas Tainis, not Nechal Gedev Tzarech. Now, if you look at the names, the ones that say not Nechal Gedev Tzarech all live in Yerushalayim. It just comes out that way. They all happen to all live in Yerushalayim. Now, what is the Yisrael of Machlokes? It's not clear what the Yisrael of Machlokes is, but maybe what I think maybe the Yisrael of Machlokes is. I'll say over a story, it reminded me earlier, a Maisa. Barak, 28 years ago, I was looking at Sanedri Muhammad, Shonu Rishaino. So Friday night, I dive in Chometz Chaim. On top of the Muhammad over there. Rav Farkas, Rav and Chaim Bolin, he came to Yisrael that day, Friday morning. And he said he had on the plane, Kavana Belev to dive on the Kaisel. Kavana Belev. So he went over there to Rav Dov Schwartzman, Roshiva Beis HaTalmud, Rav Dov Zatzal, Mark Ola Sunlaw. And he came along and asked him, I kavana belev, is that Nechal Gedev Nidrei Mitzvah to go down by the Kaisel? And therefore, it's now Friday night, I'm very tired, I don't want to walk to the Kaisel. He's in his 50s person, 60s person, doesn't want to walk. And therefore, on Shabbos can be Matin Neder. So Dov, Arzeah, Dov says, yes, Matin Neder. So Dov, the Roshiva, he sat down with the two Roshivas of Chaim, two Roshivas sat down and Matin Neder on Shabbos. Went over to Abdayim and asked Abdayim, so what's the mitzvah down by the Kaisel? Again, the person did, he said, believe me, down by the Kaisel tonight. What's the mitzvah? You made a bezin on Shabbos. You're Matanetter. Well, that's the mitzvah in Beis. Mach Matzarech, and after you write Matanetter, I can make a bezin. So he says, what he thinks the mitzvah is, there's no mitzvah down by the Kaisel. But let's be honest, we're down by the Kaisel, you have more kavana. You have more kavana. You go there, the tefillah is better for you. Where did it come from? Chutz Laaretz. Everyone, the first thing they go do is down on the Kaisel, they want to down for it, everyone else wants to down for it, whether it's for themselves, everyone around them. Yeah, more kavana. Somehow, it just feels to me that people living in Yerushalayim, Kaisel a little more of a, they have less sensitivity or less aggression for whatever reason, it's a chesaron about them. It's more of a shtick down on the Kaisel. It's not, no, they don't go during the week, no, there are other times to go. There could be the people who live in Yerushalayim, there's less of a tzarech. There's no more kavanah by the Kaisel. Halva, I should be more kavanah. If you know you don't have more kavanah, maybe you can definitely get a mitzvah, definitely get a tzarech. It's strict to go there, walk back and forth, and have a nice walk with your wife. Some people seem to be more of the walk than the davening there. What's the tzarech? walk around the Mukhan also, the Mukhan Shuffle. Walk, make a tonight over here. Come on, Yerushalayim. Come on, the Belay. Come from Kutzlar, it's over here. Come on, move as a Fahim, a Belsky, come to their stroll. Come on, the Kaisel, the Hargosh, the Ashbol, the feelings over here. Avada. Kimat and Edom, make a best in Shabbos. Meister Rabbi in front of me. Avada, Hargosh, yeah. That's the Chal Gedim Tzarech. Now, it's not the place to give you the Tzarech, it's the sensitivity that goes to the lay of that person. Could be a Farkish, whoever he was, Allah had that Hargosh. Can't say, but I think that could be the Tzarech of the Machlekes, which is part Musar, part Hashkafa, part Halok over here. It's all intertwined over here. I think that's the Tzarech over here. Now, the gate to Mincha. Isha has to have a Luxner, she was like 40 points before, and why? For this class, that school, that school. The Maestro, you have Mincha in front of you. Over here, should a person make it tonight or not? Someone was wrong to say about to make it tonight. Not make it tonight. That, sorry. But she should first dab a Mincha, but she has the right to make it tonight. And therefore, Nichlin get them, sorry. I mean, let's say she's running late and she's not sure. Like somewhere. She wants to make sure it's life by this man. Come to this form, they say, Echami, this Nichlin get them, sorry. Mincha having two marriages is only Mokdash Chulub Medievin. So going in the case where, for whatever reason, that's her sensitivity, she always has this Indian that really will bother her, really will stare her. Some people, they get like Bismarck. Some people are yuckies and it really bothers them, or they're running late. They're not sure, they're sveikis over here. That's what's going to happen afterwards. If let me make a case of tonight, definitely get them sorry. If yes, I tell my wife always to tap Mincha first. My wife, anyway, she doesn't like, she likes 40 minutes onwards. If that's your Zman, the 40 onwards, I think that would come first. If you ruggle every Shabbos, that's Zman, the Yasa the Shubi says, if you always ruggle that time, maybe Chanami, that's your time. If you have 40 on. In the house? What? Shalom Bais, the whole story about the book says Shalom Bais, I think Shalom Bais
should she rather make her life
no, what really should be done, you should do it and she should like with her brother. That's what, if you want to be practical and tell that to my father, I'll be very happy. Now another example of Yom Nechel Gedev Tonight is an interesting Shalom Hefzeh Pyro. I mean, you learn the law and Tzemen Yukub Tzadik Vav over there. The Chachilah person is supposed to have to tire before you become Shabbos. So come down over here, you have one Chachilah versus another Chachilah. So you make it Tanai, which is not Chachilah, or make it Tanai, and Chachilah tells you you have to tire. Which Chachilah beats out other Chachilah? Among this form is a big question. The last goal first says you should become Shabbos Tanai, and therefore they'll do the Hefzik. The Hefzik is supposed to be, the law is very clear. We do a Hefzik tire before Shkia, you have to even become Shabbos. We pass like that. However, the correct analogy is do a Hefzik Tara before Kabbalah Shabbos.
40 minutes.
Whatever you Kabbalah, whenever you should be Kabbalah, 40 minutes, 20 minutes, 18 minutes, whatever this man is.
No,
right now, no, so what was the correct thing? Wherever she's holding, whatever's going on over here. She wants the light, what is the correct thing to go do? Yeah, again, my wife would tell her, you know, fine, you have 40 minutes afterwards, do a Hefzik. But again, let's say whatever he's like, Mincha, they want a light this time, what should you do between night and not? So again, the Swarm seem to argue this point of which Lachil would death, let's say Shuva being down from a Cheska Roth to do it tonight. Tal Sheni of Liashav will say, no, don't do it tonight. Maluk out tonight, do it particularly afterwards. Now, the question is, Maisa, at the end of the day, going to the Kaisel, or what to go do? So again, if you hold the Kaisel to the real caution, Nichol Machmissi of Kaisel tonight, but really ends up leading it to another problem. I mentioned last Chaburo, the Lachil over here is that when you light before the Zman, there's only two times to light, the Zman and Shloy Bisman. If you light this Zman, Shalom is 40 minutes beforehand, a certain place 20 minutes beforehand, and you, let's say, you're going to place, or any place you're going to, you
want to
go,
you're in a place,
let's say you're in Chutzlowitz, and it's minus 20 minutes, you like, I look there, it's 18 minutes, New York is 18 minutes, and you want to take the car to go drive somewhere after this man, you want like, but tonight, Shalom Bizman earlier, the look is, Shalom Bizman earlier, the din is, you have to have Kabbalah there. Then once you like Bizman, we paskin, Shloi Bizman, you have to have Kabbalah. Even the Yevid, if you yaitzah not, to be a lot of machloki said, but the Yevid, you yaitzah. So numerous people that seem to go do, they call the Kaisel the Chalaget of a Tzayrach, and therefore they light earlier and take a taxi before this month. They don't realize they ran into another problem. Shloi Yaktim, and they have no Kabbalah, and they can't do that. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to. Also, what you're doing? Only the Yevid. I see now that Archer Shabbos was a title. He said, "Nachat Tzarech is different. Get a bit of it. Finish. There's only one statement that says it. I don't think that's enough according to the Kaisel. I don't think anyone will tell you, even those who say Kaisel and Tzarech, that's not enough to get a B'dievet. I think the two levels here. It's Tzarech, I can't allow things to get Tzarech. But saying Nichol get a B'dievet, that I have to go eat somewhere, or I have to go to the Kaisel, not Nichol get a B'dievet. And once you light too early, you get a problem. So what is the Eitzah? So you say very simple. You can either get the man to light, and he'll be kabbal to the local, or get the ish light, he'll be kabbal, he'll walk. And there's no, as long as you have some kabbal over there. And the woman says she can't walk. So they said, right, she, Echanami, she has a baya, she has a stroll in the kids, let her light, do make it tonight over here, and he'll be mekabel Shabbos with his adloko, take care of the idea of Shloim Makdim, and he'll walk. When I tell other people, for some odd reason, I don't know, they're not too happy with that. But that's what comes out of Cheshbon. He can be Makdim over here. So you they go ask a different route. But my son, in Cheshbon, to be Makdim, you have a big problem over here. One last point over here is that, again, Kaisel and Nechel get observed. But my son, going to eat by Kroivim or friends that are half hour away is that Nechel get observed. You want to go from Sinesh Bechabed to the case in Rechavio. That's some of the reason that's always seems to be the question I'm asked from Sinesh Bechabed to Rechavio. I know what's so special in Rechavio. But somehow, everyone has to somehow go to Rechavio, go eat the bar Rechavio. What's going on there? Later. Is that Nechel get observed? That's very simple. The Archa Shabbos writes very clear. Yesh Levar Bechol Mikro, do a Shelos Chochom. Just ask Ruav what's Nechel get observed. Sometimes it is a big Sarek. I'm asking their friend you haven't seen in a while, or maybe it's a free meal. I don't know what it means over there. But each one onto his own over there. Maybe Nechel get a Tzarech. Sometimes it's not Nechel get a Tzarech. It's more convenient over here. Each one onto his own what to go do. I know what the one Am does over here, but it might be a great question what to find to get a Tzarech. There's one more point in Sif Yod. The Amor ends off the idea over here of to light candles. You have to leave it there. You cannot light one place, move it somewhere else. But since it's intertwined with Sif Yodalit, we'll leave it to the next Chaburah. That's the last one.
Oh, yeah.